The Farther Adventure, Saving Bear King. Previously, Bobo Chico inspired young Lore with a song about being an adventurous daredevil. Lore followed Bobo Chico off-road and got in serious trouble. After vaulting into the air, Lore was caught by a tree branch, but was in grave danger of falling into the river below. A friendly crow flew off to find Bear King. Rowan and Bear King arrived, and Bear King asked a riot of crows to lift Lore out of danger and carry him to Tremania. During dinner, Lore told Bobo Chico he only wants a pickle, not getting into a pickle of danger. Bear King and the crows erupted in laughter.
"Bear King, we're all ready to head out," yelled an excited Lore, leaning out of the window of the Tremania treehouse.
His younger brother was finishing tying his shoes.
"Give me another minute," Rowan begged.
Both brothers had just received their clean clothes from their hosts at Tremania and were getting ready for the day's outing. After the recent camping experiences in the wilds of Wonderland, it was nice getting a few days to rest up and clean up. Bobo Chico bounced up the gangway to the treehouse where the boys had been staying.
"Wow, I hardly recognize you two," he gently teased the brothers.
Rowan stood up with his shoes tied and asked the older river otter,
"How's your ankle? Has it healed enough for hiking?"
"It's as good as new and ready for another adventure, and so am I," declared Bobo Chico.
Poking his head into the treehouse, Bear King said, "Okay, everyone, time to hit the road. Don't forget to fill your water bottles and get a Stonyfield yogurt pack and some Z-Bar iced oatmeal cookies in your knapsacks." Waving goodbye to their Tremania hosts and the huge flock of crows that crowded the tall fir trees, the four friends headed onto the pathway.
"Bear King, where does the path lead us to today?
Where will we stop for lunch?"
asked Rowan, who really liked to know all the details of a trip, especially when they will stop for a bite of food.
"Today, we're headed to a large lake with a log lodge at its end. But to make our trip easier, we get to use these nifty electric scooters," informed Bear King.
"Awesome!" explained Roar.
Bobo Chica was also excited, but also remembered his lesson from a few days ago.
"Let's stay together in case anybody needs help," he said.
"A wise course," agreed Bear King. "Lore, why don't you take the lead? But Rowan, you should also be with your brother," he added.
With Lore on his yellow-orange scooter and Rowan on his blue-green one, they headed out, with Bear King and Bobo Chico right behind. The path wound its way through the trees with dappled light and shadows, and then came to a wide-open prairie. The highlight was passing through a large, long meadow with orange poppies as far as they could see. As an eagle circled above him, Lore was filled with a sense of joy and appreciation for their day's adventure. He began to sing,
"Riding on scooters and watching high eagles with my friend Bear King, who thinks he's so regal. Bobo Chico and Rowan are both pretty cool, but I better get home or I'll miss more for school."
Rowan wanted to join in the fun, and he picked up the song.
"When the bird meows, when the tree barks, when I want some lunch, I simply remember to reach in my pack for a protein bar. Crunch, crunch."
Bobo Chico scooted closer to hear their song,
and then laughed so hard that he wiped out on the grass on his scooter.
"Birds that meow, trees that bark, that's ridiculous," he cried as he doubled over shaking with laughter.
Bear King came up to the group smiling and said in amazement, "Who knew we had such comedians in our troop?" Bobo Chico sprawled out on the grass, added,
"Yeah, a comedy troupe."
Slapping his knee, Bear King doubled over in laughter, his eyes full of happy tears.
"Well, I guess now is as good a time as any to enjoy our lunch," concluded Bear King.
After finishing their lunch and using the outhouse discreetly located behind a stand of bushes, they cleaned up and mounted their trusty scooters.
"Bobo Chico, would you mind leading the way to the lake?" asked Bear King.
The river otter looked up with a huge smile on his face and called out,
"Come on, Bear King, come on!"
And off he zipped on his electric scooter. But then he circled back to make sure everyone else was moving along too. They finally came to a beautiful lake nestled between low mountains thickly covered with ponderosa and sugar pine trees. The pathway led to a stone wharf made of granite rock, where there was a single mast sailboat with a bright red wooden hull. Leaving their electric scooters at the recharging station, they all walked up to the boat.
"Boys, Bobo Chico, this is our transport to that log lodge you can see at the far side of the lake," said Bear King.
Lore asked, "Bobo Chico, are you going to be our skipper?"
As the river otter was very familiar with water travel and sailing. But before the young otter could reply, Bear King stated,
"I've always wanted to be a sailboat captain, so I will be at the tiller. Please climb aboard and let's see how this boat handles," said Captain Bear King.
Climbing aboard the Unicorn, which was the name painted in gold lettering on the ship's bow, Bear King gave the command,
"Let loose the lines and prepare to unfurl the jib and raise the mainsail."
Bobo Chico jumped to the command, as a good first mate does, and soon the boat was sailing gracefully across the blue water.
"Lore, would you please fill the role of second mate and keep a sharp lookout?" said a smiling Bear King to the older brother.
"Aye, aye, Captain,"
replied Lore smartly as he climbed up by the boat's mast.
"What can I do to help?"
Rowan earnestly asked Bear King.
"Rowan, you'll be our midshipman and stay with me at the tiller," said Bear King, smiling and patting the shoulder of the youngest crew member.
Lore looked at his younger brother with a huge grin and gave him a thumbs up. Rowan smiled back and, gripping the rail on the boat's stern, tried to act brave and excited as the Unicorn skimmed over the water. Holding the tiller, Bear King broke out a sea shanty song.
"Sailing, sailing over the bounding main, for many a stormy wind shall blow ere Jack comes home again. Sailing, sailing over the bounding main, for many a stormy wind shall blow ere Jack comes home again."
The wind picked up as they crossed the middle of the lake, and the sailboat leaned sideways as the sails caught more wind. Rowan looked over at Bobo Chico and noticed his usual happy smile had grown into a worried look. He slid next to the brave otter and asked,
"Bobo Chico, is the wind getting too strong for us? It feels like it's getting a bit dangerous."
Bobo Chico answered as a loyal first mate,
"Bear King is the captain of the ship, and we must obey his orders."
But Rowan looked up at second mate Lore with a worried expression. Standing by the mast on the foredeck and keeping a sharp lookout, Lore noticed some large rocks downwind.
and call back to Captain Bear King. But the skipper was distracted by a seagull that was following the boat. Bear King was looking across the stern of the boat up at the gull and didn't hear Lore's call. Lore called down to Bobo Chico, "What should I do?" Not sure what to do about correcting his best friend, Bobo Chico just shrugged his shoulders. Lore could see the boat was on a collision course with jagged, sharp rocks. At the crucial moment, he yelled at the top of his lungs, "Bear King!" which immediately snapped Bear King to attention.
"Bobo Chico, ready about! Helm to lee!" bellowed Bear King as he pushed the tiller.
Bobo Chico expertly released the sheet of the foresail and hauled in the sheet on the opposite side, cranking on the hand winch. Bear King ducked his head as the mainsail's boom shifted to the other side, and the sailboat turned away from danger without a second to spare.
"Whew, that was close," said Lore as he joined his brother in the cockpit of the boat.
Bear King, speaking calmly, said, "Bobo Chico, would you please take the tiller?" Which the otter happily did, as the King of Bears approached his second mate and shook Lore's hand in gratitude. Bobo Chico called out,
"Captain, I recommend lowering our mainsail and shortening our jib."
Bear King now appreciated Bobo Chico's greater knowledge and sailing skills and did just that. And the unicorn safely sailed into the little harbor. With Bobo Chico's guidance, they tied up to the wooden dock and made their way up the ramp to the lodge.
"Welcome, Bear King, Bobo Chico, Lore, and Rowan, to the Ponderosa Lodge," said a smiling host. "I'm Cart Benwright, and this is our family lodge. I'm delighted you could join us."
Later that night, they all enjoyed hot cocoa by the lodge's large stone fireplace. Bear King raised his mug and offered this toast.
"To brave Lore, when faced with real danger, he stood tall and gave the command that saved me and our ship."
Bear King bent down and gave Lore a big bear hug and added,
"Lore, I will always trust your judgment."
Smiling sheepishly, Lore thanked Bear King, while Rowan clapped his hands and wiped away a happy tear. Bobo Chico stood up to sing a sailing song about facing high winds, crashing waves, and brave sailors.
"Safe and sound at home again, let the waters roar, Lore. Safe and sound at home again, let the waters roar, Lore."
Bear King joined him in the chorus.
"Long we've tossed on the rolling main, now we're safe ashore, Lore.
Don't forget, your old shipmate, folly, lolly, wally, wally, ride-o. Since we sail from Portland town, several weeks or night, Lore. Were there ever chummies now, such as you and I, Lore?"
And they all joined in the chorus.
"Long we've tossed on the rolling main, now we're safe ashore, Lore. Don't forget your old shipmate, folly, wally, 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 ride-o."
The end.